Matthew 24, verse 44. Matthew 24, verse 44. My God. Therefore, be ye also ready. My dear family, let's pay very strong attention to anything God says. Anything God says, God is serious about it. And He will expect us to be serious, to take it seriously. Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 1, I know you are standing, but that will help your taking it seriously. Because if you shouldn't sit down, you can just get on your phone, right? Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 1, it says, therefore, we ought, you know how Jesus Christ said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. That's, you know, to set priority essentially. To know what you should do instead of what you should not be doing. He said, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Let's go on. We are going to 3. For if the words spoken by angels were steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience to the words spoken by angels received a just recompense of reward. You remember Zechariah? Gabriel told him, your wife is going to have a child. He was doubting it, and he was retributed for it. The angel said, you will be dumped. So that's what the scripture is emphasizing here. He said, if the words spoken by angels, which were God's messengers, right, were steadfast, accurate, and every transgression and disobedience to those words of angels received a just recompense of reward. Let's go on. Shaga, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation spoken by the word of God, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them who heard him. Look at verse 4. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. This is where we are going. God always confirms his word. There is no scripture that stands alone in the Bible. There is a scripture that will support the scripture. That's why the Bible says we compare scriptures with what? With wisdom. Let's lift up our hands. Say, Lord, prepare me for what you prepare for me. Prepare me for what you prepare for me. When God says something, God is serious about it. And God expects us to take it very seriously. Father, prepare us. For 120 years, Noah was building the ark. Nobody believed him. Until God locked the ark. Nobody had the key. Thank you, Papa. When you come, you'll find us so doing, waiting for your appearance. In Jesus' name we prayed. Please, let's have our seat in his presence and give God a hand clap. Welcome to God's house. What a great week or great month that we are coming. We've laid a very strong emphasis on the fact that God always prepares. My dear family, if you didn't get any of the messages, please go to our church app, listen to it over and over, or talk to a great company. They will fetch you the word. The emphasis is that God prepares. He will not do anything without preparing. And guess what? He expects us to prepare also. I've shared with you how people who share certain values always extend it to others. And they expect it from others too. Did you catch it? So if somebody doesn't like late coming and you're working with him, It's either you get another job or you go and start your company. Then you can sleep till 12. You should know the values of the people you interact with. What they don't like, what they like. I don't mean, you know, like in terms of selfish, you know, inclination, but things that are of virtue. For instance, if you live a very clean person and you don't know how to tidy things up, you'll be fighting. Are you here? Then one day you have to go and live on top of a tree. Hopefully you won't mess that place up too. Then the tree will say, I don't have time. And the same thing with our lives, right? I give God all the glory. We don't do much. We just do what God says. Right from day one, God entrenched it in our spirit never to be late for service. You can't see something starting at one. Then you don't wait for people. God kicks off. Say, God kicks off. Are you here? Yeah. God kicks off. You know why? If you tell him it's 2 o'clock, believe it, he will be there. And that's why you cannot say people have not come. You hear? No, we don't wait for people, we wait for God. That's what we learned this morning. Give God a hand clap. So please wear that as a, and if you know he will be there, then don't defer, because he won't take you serious. My people, imagine I come late. Just imagine. Thank God, please. I'm sharing this with you so that you know what to extend and what to expect. In terms of God, I'm not even talking about people. Are you here? You know why? When you don't match up, nothing will be assigned. That's where we think God understand. No, God understand that you should understand. God will grant us understanding in Jesus' name. Say, God prepares. Luke chapter 22, verse 8. Luke chapter 22, verse 8. Jesus was going to have last Holy Communion with his people. Jesus was going to have Holy Communion with his people, and he will not go to an unprepared place. He sent Peter and John saying, go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat. Look at the next sentence. And Peter asked him, where do you want us to go and prepare? Because he knows that he will not ask them to go and prepare just any place. He has a place in mind already. Are you here, my people? You see, if you don't know the ethics of working with a person, you can't work with them. Or you know what they will do? They won't give you something very important. Are you here? Look at this. Thank God for our children, right? You know the one that if you call him, he will answer. And you know the one that, okay, let's leave that. If they wash plate, exactly, they will leave their brand on it. So as soon as you see one, you say, so you will have to take a position whether to save your breath or lose your, we won't lose our mind in Jesus' name. So if you want to save your breath, you just rewash it. I'm just saying. I'm sharing this with you so that we will brand up to God. Can I tell you a secret? God will not come lower his standard. When I say come down, God can't do that. The only come down he came is to get us. Amen. But when he get us, he brought us up. Give God your hand. He said he has made us to sit with him in high places. You see, that high places is not a function of location alone, but situationally. So that in life, among your friends, you are seated in a high place. You think, give God the hand clap. Among friends, you are seated in high places. Among family members, you are seated alone. They know what they won't ask you. And they know for what they will wait for you. Give God the hand clap. Are you here, my people? The only coming down God comes is to bring us out. Not to... Can you go to, my dear? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. It says, wherefore we receiving a kingdom that cannot be moved. That move here, there is, you know how Bible says in Psalm 46, verse 5 or 4, there about, he said, there is a stream that make glad the city of God. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. You know, nothing moves. They are not going to improve on it. It's so secure that the only thing you can do is to align with it. Are you here? I've shared with us many times how the sea, despite the water that goes into it, has not diluted it. You know for how long the sea has been here? And it kept its saltiness. Now, what happens is that anything that floats into water, into sea, does not change the nature of the sea. It takes the nature of the sea. Are you here? I recommend you go and read this word and this book by Mary Guyon. How many people know Mary Guyon? I've read her books. Oh, okay. Spiritual Torrent. Spiritual Torrent is a very bloody book. Very good. I've referenced it to a few of my friends. You know Reverend Odejo. I referenced it to Reverend Odejo. It took him 3 years to finish it. And he wrote me back to say, this is the book. This, anyway, I don't want to promote it, but it's a very, very good book. It will help our understanding of God. But the summary of it is that it takes the sea as a end point, and all of us are streams that flow from one place to the other. Sometimes you flow through the desert, you flow through the waters, you flow through rocky places, but the destination is the sea. So that when you flow into it, it takes its nature. That's how you attribute our spiritual walk to God being the destination. Until we inherit his nature, we haven't hit the sea yet. Anyway, I'll leave it at that, but I would recommend it. Spiritual Torrent, if you Google it, Mary Guyon. But let's go on. He said, wherefore we receiving a kingdom that cannot be moved, let us have grace. The grace we need is not the grace to make God comply with us. It's the grace we need to comply with God. He said, let us have grace whereby we may serve God in a manner that is acceptable to him, with godly, with reverence and godly fear. Going back to the story of Peter, he said to Peter, go and prepare a place. And Peter, I believe, you know, this was the last supper he had with them, right? I suspect that out of practice, he has known that you just don't run off like that. You have to ask him, okay, Lord, I understand, we have to go and prepare. What do you want us to prepare? So when we are talking, prepare me for the place you prepare for me, you should have curiosity to say, God, what's the manner of preparation? Where are we going? You are not just going to appear there as if you didn't know that's where we are going. You follow him with a sense of hope that when you see it, you will locate it. You remember the story of Abraham? God said, leave your country and I will take you to the place I will show you. My people, he walked 3 days. Then after the third day, the Bible says he saw the place. He hasn't been there. He saw the place from afar. Lighthouse, you should have, like my sister shared about speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is just, it's not just wandering, you know. Hallelujah. You see, it's a communication by the Spirit about which we scan. Say we scan. Yeah, that's exactly what my sister was saying there. There will be a word about which it will begin to help you navigate. And the more you navigate it, when you locate it, there will be a witness that you locate it. Are you here, my people? These are the preparation that tells us we have a destination. Are you here, my people? Please, I beg you. I beg you. I beg you. Let's go back. You know, when he asked him, Jesus spoke further. Luke chapter 20, Luke 22, verse 10 now. So it's, in verse 9, he now asked him, where do you want us to prepare? Don't forget, it's the Lord that asked him, go and prepare. Then he said, Lord, how do you want it? Where do you want it? Back up to 9, my dear. Back up to 9. Back up to 9. Then they said unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare? So I must imagine that it can come to his mind that let's go to the place we used last year. But it was not there. I'm sharing this with you so that we can walk with God well. Now, let's see what Jesus said. Let's go on. Verse 10. And he said unto them, so until we curiously want to have it done the way God wants it, he won't make further disclosure. Are you here, my people? You see, this God is a very intentional God. I share with you how God tests the thirst of people. I shared that with you last Sunday. You must be thirsty to have it done in no other way or his way. And he curiously take that approach to let us know that we will need to surrender our choice for his choice. Are you here, my people? Hallelujah. Now, look at what Jesus said. Then he spoke further. Imagine that verse 9 was not there. And he come back and said, it's ready, oh boss. And boss said, where did you prepare? Where will I prepare? It's not the place we used last year. I said, I'm not coming. Say, God will find me where he prepared for me. Lighthouse, let's journey with God with understanding. I was sharing at the Wednesday service. You know, I've always said, read your Bible, read your Bible, read your Bible. Then during the week, it came to me that, you remember the Enoch that was going to Jerusalem? He was reading it, but was not understanding it. Then God said to me, the emphasis is not on the reading, it's on the understanding. And you know when God said to Philip, join yourself to that man, you know the first thing Philip asked him, do you understand what you are? Give God the hand clap. In my personal Bible study, to the glory of God, I can spend 6 months on Mombas, to the glory of God. Say, because of the treasures in it. Unending. My people, unending. And then those are the words that come to your system and becomes. And the word became. And the word became. Hallelujah. to references. Understand the meaning of the word. What is the interpretation of this word? That's where the Bible says we should study. You know, you can't read your Bible to quiet your conscience. It doesn't work like that. Conscience is not a substitute for the Holy Spirit. Conscience is just a lantern of God. But man, you don't need to be a Christian to know the conscience. It's a very, but you know, a conscience can be silenced. You know how the Bible says some people, their conscience can bear eating meat given to an idol or given to an altar. Some people, their conscience cannot carry it. If you have a conscience that you just say, once I read my Bible, even if I don't understand it, and I do sign of the cross, you won't die. But let's go on. See, I will understand it. I will understand it. Lighthouse, if you understand it, look, let the Holy Spirit is your teacher, okay? But this is what I do. Anytime I gain a revelation about a scripture, the first thing I do is to drop my Bible. My God. Because I can't go past that. God will grant all of us help in Jesus' name. But let's go on. And he said unto them, behold, lighthouse, specificity. My God. God is so specific. No guesswork. Listen to this. He said, behold, when you enter into the city, they were where they were. And he was already telling them the serialization of activity that will culminate in getting to the prepared place. He so told them, he said, by the time you get there, you find the place already furnished. My God. And that's where you're locating the place. Bear witness that this is the place. Now, see what he said. He said, behold, the high caution here is that Peter did not jump out. You know, in my language, he said, somebody is umbebe scout. Just too forward. In God, you have to come behind. Are you here? Yeah, I will come behind. Yeah, you follow him. Now, see what he said. He said, when you are entering into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. I've shared with you. You see all these things, they are figures, they are metaphor. That water is the word of God that will bring you to the place. A messenger of God, equipped with the word of God for you. My sister said it. There will be a word, he will send somebody. It can be an angel. An angel. Now, that pitcher of water is the word that will nourish your soul till it brings you to the place. He said, there will be a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Do what? You know, he didn't tell us how long they will follow. He only tell them anywhere he entered. Then you say, you don't know. That pitcher of water is for you to cool your, you know, let it just cool you down. So your engine will not overheat. Let somebody praise the Lord, yo! God, Bible says there is a simplicity in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't add to it. You get what I'm saying? You see, one good thing I like about following God is that it absorbs me of the responsibility. Did you catch it? My responsibility is to follow him. But I won't be the one to be, it's of course not to be blamed, right? But you won't be wrong. That's the point. Now listen what he said. Powerful scripture here. There shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. No, there will be other men meeting them, but they will tie it to the man that has pitcher of water. Because there won't be a. Are you here, my people? Hallelujah. So as they're on the street, they are watching out. Who it is, who is not. Friendly with everybody, but not joined to everybody. He said, Identify him. He will carry a picture of water. I share with you when on last week, everyone that thirst, come to the waters. Isaiah 55 verse 1 to 3. He said, follow him into the house where he entered in. Listen to this. Do you notice he didn't ask you to ask him any question? He didn't even say, hey, by the way, we are the one. Hallelujah. My God. Don't allow him. You remember where I shared with you in Exodus 23 verse 20? Verse 21, he said, obey him. That's the following there. Don't say, we should turn left. Oh. Don't say, we never reach. Hallelujah. You know why? You will not take a person not prepared to a prepared place. You didn't catch it. It takes people who are prepared to locate the prepared place. Now he said, follow him into the house wherein he entered. Let's go on. Let's go on. Profound scripture. We are going to verse 12. Now, when you come to the house, our destination is God. When you come to the house where the man enter, you will find a good man there, the good man of the house. And Yesha, that was the only person they talked to. The other guy had a pitcher of water, was to follow him. So when he get there, he said, and Yesha said to the good man of the house, the master said unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? Look at the collage of activity that culminated in locating that place. And when he threw it to him the first time, he just said, go and prepare where I will take. Let's go on, verse 12. Hallelujah. Light us. He will show you. My God. My God. My God. He will show you. A large, not a small one. My God. I shared with you yesterday on the prayer line. You should desire the better. Say, I look for the better. You know, one time God told me, he said, there's no plan you have for yourself that match my plan for your life. I said, it looked to me like, can anybody have a better plan for me than I have for myself? Then I understood. My people, God will introduce you to yourself. You know, when we go to meetings and there are big people there, they introduce them to us. So you'll be saying, so is this the man I used to see on the TV? He looks regular. Except that it's not regular like that. Now, can you imagine yourself feeling good you met yourself? That's God for you. My people, he will introduce you to yourself in a way that even you yourself will say, hey, can I meet you? Give God a hand clap. My people, where we are going is better. Are you here? Say where we are going. Where I'm going is better. Let's go quickly to Hebrews chapter 11. Help me look at verse 17 or 18. Hebrews 11, 18. Roll up to verse. Okay, don't worry. Don't worry, brother. Let me go on. Sorry about that. Praise the Lord. He will show you a large upper room furnished. Let's go back to Luke 22, my dear. Luke 22, verse 12 now. He will show you a large room, a large upper room. Notice it's not a lower room. Number two, it's not a small room. Number three, it's furnished. My dear family, is furnished. that furnished there is that things, everything needed is already provided. It says there, make ready. When God prepares a place, the word prepare also means to make provision, to equip the place or equip the person with everything needed. I remember when the children were young, you could hardly recognize male or female among them. I'm talking about my children. Except that as they grew up, what they were furnished with. Are you here, my people? Lighthouse. When we walk with the Lord, He will bring you, there will be provisions for the things about which He has prepared you. Let's go quickly to 2 Corinthians. Are you here? Or you left? 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. Listen, look at this scripture. He said, God is able to make all grace. He's able to make all grace, that is everything you need, to abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. So God will not demand a good work from you about which He did furnish you to deliver. See, I hear. So whenever you want to do a good work, look at the furnishing. You remember how He told them, you see the large upper room furnished. There, make ready. Let me narrow down now on the making ready of it. Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1. Proverbs 5. Because of time. You see, you know the story of Daniel, right? How they were like captives and then they extracted the bright ones among them. And they began to prepare them to stand before the king. You know about that background, right? So I just want to, because of time, right? So they were being prepared to stand before the king, right? And now, you see, anything the Bible writes for us, say they are for my learning. Don't say Old Testament doesn't concern me. No, Bible says all things that were written for our learning. So there is something God wants us to learn from the things that were written. You know how Bible says in book of John that many things Jesus did that are not written in this book, that even if we want to put them in a book, that it will be no book to contain them. So there are things Jesus did about which the Holy Spirit did not demand our learning of that. Are you here, my people? Now, look at this scripture here, so that you know how, what is furnished for you, the provisions made for you to become who God wants you to be in the prepared place. Listen to this. It says, and the king about whom they will stand before, appointed them a daily provision. Say daily provision. Like that, if you really want to prepare for God, there must be daily activity. Some things you provide, you have to, there must be some daily things you do. Not at Christmas, not in New Year. Some will even come to New Year and stay at the door. They just want to say, let it meet me in church. They don't know they should continue in church. king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat. My dear family, when you prepare for the Lord, there is a daily provision. You know how Jesus said, give us our, my people. That daily, you can't come today and not come tomorrow. God will put that person on the shelf. It's a daily provision. You have to take that portion. Because it's that portion. It's that portion that will secure your portion in the prepared place. It's a daily provision. Oh, my people, it's so true. It's so true. Hallelujah. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, to nourish them. Not only is the provision is there, there's also a timing. My people, if you don't meet that timing, as we were talking about this morning, my sister said, when you are waiting on God, it's not a pleasant place to be. I told my children, if you don't like school, then pass and get out. But if you are not passing, then is it that you like it or you stay too long there? The only way I can know you don't want to get out is pass and go. Say, I will pass and go. In the name of Jesus. Lighthouse, there is a demand for the timing. There is the king's portion, not the portion you get from your friend, not the portion you get from everybody is doing it. God gave me an understanding. When you assume a new role, repeating what they've been doing doesn't distinguish you in any way. Understand what they were doing and seek out to make it better. Let's stand up on our feet. That's where what the kings put in you will come out. Listen to this. He said that at the end thereof, they may stand. Say stand. Attendance is taken in school to know if you were furnished, if you make yourself available to be prepared. My dear family, well, you know, in church we can't do that, but nonetheless there is a daily accumulation. Are you here? There's a daily accumulation about which, when the daddy said you've covered all the, in quote, curriculum, you won't put yourself out when they will call for you. Let's lift up our hands to God. Say, Lord, furnish me. Let me see the provisions you made for me. I access it. I demand it. I occupy it. It's already there. Oh my God. Imagine those people not listening to Jesus. They will wonder, not knowing that there's a place furnished already. Everything they need. Cutlery, everything. Lord, to give up, I'll be a fool. You are my all in all. Let's start from the top. You are my strength. I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give. For that daily provision. You know why? If you don't take that daily provision, you'll be tough to be ready in 3 years. That 3 years is a metaphor of window about which God wants to furnish you to release you. I want you to bow your heart to the Lord tonight. You don't need to do anything. Just follow my people. They didn't do much. But all these things that wear us out, they are not things. It's because we didn't see any provision there. I thank God for Lighthouse. It's not part of my problem. In the money, in the word that we should... All we are doing is to access the provisions of God. I can't imagine we back... in paying some money here, and then I'm cracking my head. I have my own to pay at home, then I have God's own to pay. That would be bad and tough. But thank God for God. Let's lift up our hands to God. Say, Lord, I take advantage of your daily provision. He said, there is a daily provision by the King. Lord, I access it. There is a provision, there is a type that will qualify you, that will make you complete. It won't turn your stomach. Oh, chaka broka baba. Of meat and of drink. Meat make a man strong. Drink make a man's heart glad. Receive it this evening. Thank God for my sister, for that word that came. It came down to get us. Yes, and you see how furnished place, how furnished, and the provisions are. There will be nothing it will require you to perform that will not equip you to deliver it. Say, Lord, I receive a daily provision. Your daily portion, Lord. Daily portion. Say, Lord, extract me from what is draining me. Draining my, confusion. Oh, Lord, I walk out of that. I walk out of that. I take advantage of what you provide. He said, he will take you to a large upper room, furnished. Father, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Daddy, give effect to your word. Let us return here relieved, revived, refreshed, and released to serve you more. In Jesus' name we pray. Please stretch your hands towards me, that I myself will not wander away from the daily provisions of the King. I will sit there. I will refresh myself there. He's the one that provides, they make that provision for them, so that I can never stand before God and his people. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. How many people got service today? Glory be to God. If you notice, while you are on your way now, there will be less noise. The oil is fresh. And there is air in your on your